It's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The California Supreme Court says employers must give their workers complete freedom to take rest and meal breaks, but employees can choose to work through those breaks if they wish. Ben Adler has more on this unanimous ruling.
It's not often that a court ruling in such a high-profile case brings these reactions from competing sides.
We are thrilled by the ruling.
The decision's fantastic.
That first voice is Michael Rubin. He's the lawyer for workers who sued a restaurant chain saying they were pressured to work through rest periods and meal breaks. He says the ruling is very clear.
If the employer does pressure them, dissuades them, discourages them, impedes their ability to take the break, the employer will be liable.
But the court went on to say that once the employer makes those breaks available, it's up to the employee to decide whether to take them. That brings us to the second voice, Erica Frank with the California Chamber of Commerce.
It's a common sense ruling for both employers and employees regarding how and when to take meal and rest breaks in California.
One group isn't so happy. The California Labor Federation says the unjust ruling erodes workers' rights to meal breaks. I'm Ben Adler.
A pair of measures at the state capitol would require textbook publishers to make free digital textbooks available to California college students taking the most popular courses. They're authored by Senate Leader Daryl Steinberg, and both passed their first committee votes Wednesday by wide margins.
It is one of the leading strategies that we have this year to reduce the cost of higher education for a lot of students and their families who are feeling the pinch.
The legislation would create a competitive bidding process among publishers, faculty members, and others, plus set up a state-run open-source digital library to house the e-books. The textbook industry opposes the bills, concerned about the government funding of digital textbooks and potentially dictating to faculty that they must use those materials. Higher education tuition in California has jumped significantly in the recent years due to state budget cuts. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.